The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow, it is so great to be here with you. We've got a fabulous show today. Wow, not only will you hear some amazing sounds during the show today, but more importantly, you get to have a conversation as well as I do with this incredible individual, Jonathan Goldman. He's joining us here today, and we are going to experience the sound that can change the world. Sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman has uncovered the ancient universal sound of God that can bring peace and healing to all of us. But let me tell you a little bit about my very special guest today. Nearly 15 years ago, this amazing sound healing pioneer, Jonathan Goldman, made a monumental discovery so powerful he contemplated whether he could share it with the world. Now, in his new book, The Divine Name, The Sound That Can Change the World, he uncovers the secret sound of God, which you're going to hear today. That, when intoned, has the incredible potential to transform our lives and the planet. So today, this is very, 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 very exciting. And when we uncover something as amazing as Jonathan has done, it is such an incredible decision to think about how we do take it out into the world. Today, you're going to experience an amazing sound. In addition to that, you're going to also hear some of his other work. Jonathan is the author of Healing Sound, Shifting Frequencies, The Lost Chord, Tantra of Sound, and much more. He is a Grammy nominee and created numerous best-selling award-winning recordings, including The Divine Name with Greg Braden. And so today, we get to explore what the journey has been like for him, what this dedication means, and how it is that he gets to now communicate this incredible sound to the world. Jonathan, thank you so much. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Dr. Pat, it is such a pleasure to be here with you, and thank you for that really wonderful, wonderful intro.
Well, I certainly have been reviewing everything you've done, and I think we have so much to talk about today. It is so exciting to have you here and to be able to talk about the journey, and I think that's a really great place to start. In addition, we're actually going to play some of the sounds during the show. I love to explore how it is that we all get to make decisions that take us on a path that perhaps we hadn't seen before for ourselves. So here's the question. Given what I just shared and probably much more that we'll talk about, what challenges, obstacles did you have to move beyond to bring you to this very moment?
My goodness,
yes.
You know, if there were one focalized question really that involved all the extraordinary, shall we say, contemplation of the divine name that not only myself, but my wife went through since she and I worked together, it would be that of, here I've made this discovery of this sound that when intoned really literally can be experienced by everyone the same way. It's something that after I discovered it and tried it with different people, realized it was a reality. Here's a sound that has this potential of being perhaps a rediscovery of an ancient personal name of God that had been lost for close to 3,000 years. extraordinarily powerful, extraordinarily life-changing, what do I do? And I, you know, in truth, I actually sat there and I probably meditated on, while I continued working and teaching, but for about 5 years, what should I do? And then I ultimately hooked in with a dear friend of mine named Greg Braden, who had written a book called The God Code. And
yes.
I went to one of Greg's presentations, and afterwards we were having some food together, and I said, you know, Greg, I have made this discovery. I've never shared it with anybody, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a CD of this sound, just the sound, not the teaching of it, and I'm going to give it to you to use for your workshop so that people, you're talking about this this name, you're talking about this sound, you're talking about all the stuff, but once people hear it, it becomes very different. It becomes, if you like, a visceral experience, an embodiment of some sort of energy, and people become changed, and they understand it in a very, very new and powerful way. So I made this recording for him, and the response was just so overwhelming that we ultimately decided to put out a CD together of this, which the response to that has then been overwhelming. So a couple of years ago, as, if you like, I continued the meditation of, gee, how should I do this? And, of course,
yeah.
I was now teaching this to higher levels of people. I had actually even taught it with Greg in conjunction with workshops. I said, you know, I received this message in deep meditation that now was the time to reveal this to the planet.
Mm. I love how things get to gestate, so to speak, get to percolate. You know what I'm saying? It's so incredible that you had the consciousness to kind of say, you know, this is the way this needs to go. And to know that the perfect time would come for the world to hear what you discovered. I mean, that had to be the most incredible moment of this journey when you finally got to the place where you said, the time is now.
Well, I mean, what's so interesting for me is that, I feel very, very responsible. I've brought down other sounds and other frequencies onto the planet, and just feel a great deal of responsibility. And, you know, it's really, really so necessary from my perspective that one deals with any type of thing with the energy of the heart, with the energy of love, not only the energy of the mind of, gee, I can do this, because I'm always reminded of the of that scene from Jurassic Park where Jeff Goldblum is talking to the other scientists, and he says, you people are so interested in seeing if you can do something that you don't ask if you should do something.
Oh, right.
And I think the energy of the heart really lets us know if something is appropriate or not. So for myself, making the divine name, making the sound of the divine name available to the public actually occurred on the Hebrew holiday of Yom Kippur,
mm-hmm.
which is the highest, holiest Hebrew holiday. And I was sitting in meditation, and I literally heard a inner voice, or an outer voice, if you like. I don't know anymore. And this voice said to me, it is time to revive my name, lest it be forgotten. And Dr. Pat, I have to tell you that sometimes I hear voices and whatnot, but that languaging was not the type of languaging that even my own personal inner voices used.
Exactly.
Lest it be forgotten. It just sounded too biblical, if you like.
Exactly.
And I was like, okay, you know, and I felt that was, if you like, permission from the higher side, or actually a dictate from the divine to do this. So I felt that this book has been, if you like, divinely inspired.
Well, this is really part of the looking and the journey. I mean, as a matter of fact, one of the tracks that, you know, we've been sent that we're going to play here in a minute, Awakening, I wanted to ask you about, because some folks say that we're experiencing a time of enormous death, Other people say we're experiencing a time of enormous birth. But after listening to the track, you know, Awakening, that you had created, I thought, wow, what if both of those were true, but it was simply awakening? And I wanted to ask you about that in terms of your own journey, Awakening, and what this divine name may mean for the planet.
Dr. Pat, if you were to ask me what it is that this planet needs right now, I would simply, you know, say that it the people here need to awaken. We need to awaken to the fact that ultimately we're all united, that we're all one, that basically we need to work with the energy of compassion, that we need to work with the energy of cooperation, and we need to awaken to the fact that competition and this gross, consumptionism, this greed, if you like, that we are, that a fear of not having enough needs to end. We need to awaken to work with each other. So, and I do believe, of course, that the divine name is a major key to that. But yes, indeed, the awakening process, I think, is so mandatory. And it's interesting, just getting back, a couple of weeks ago, I was flying to this very well-known ashram called Yogaville to teach this. And I had been on the radio a few days before, and someone had said to me, well, if what you've discovered is true, then it should be on the front page of every front page headline of every newspaper on the planet. And I said, well, I really don't want that to happen. I want to go slowly with this. And then this person then said, well, why you? And I really didn't have an answer for that. And as I was flying this plane with my wife to go to this ashram, an inner voice said to me, you know, if people ask you why now, tell them the answer is things have changed and the divine name is necessary to restore balance to the planet.
You know, and this is really the voice that is talking to so many people, Jonathan, right now. So many people have an inner sense that the time is now. You know, we hear it at different levels. We hear it from the kind of books that are out there that are written. We hear it from the book that you wrote, The Divine Name, The Sound That Can Change the World. When we come back, we're going to take a short break here, Jonathan. When we come back, we're going to be introduced to the track that I referred to called Awakening. And we will continue our conversation with this best-selling author, this amazing individual, Jonathan Goldman. When we come back, we'll be talking about the name that became lost. But more importantly, what are some of the sounds that we can honor? You know, is this something that we, all of us, can benefit from every day of our lives? Yes, it is. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is such an amazing show. You're going to hear some sounds throughout this show today that are going to change your world. And that is a great, great gratitude to Jonathan Goldman joining us here today. I want to also make everyone aware that we've got our incredible friends from Hay House that have taken Jonathan's story, his CD, and have created this amazing book, The Divine Name, The Sound That Can Change the World. And there's a great instructional CD included in here. And today, we're just going to get barely touch upon what this journey's been like for Jonathan and what it is you'll get to experience. The book in itself really takes you along the way so that you can understand and appreciate what it's like when the divine taps you on the shoulder and says, this is yours to do. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us here today. I so appreciate what you've shared and what an enormous responsibility this must feel like for you and your wife. I mean, I can't imagine what your daily mantra is.
thank you. I appreciate that. If you want to know what my daily mantra is,
I would love to.
It is, I actually work with the divine. I was just thinking a moment ago about, I pray about twice a day and I utilize the divine name in my prayers. So that is my daily mantra indeed.
Well, this is for many people listening to the show, an answer to a lot of prayers. And I want to talk about that for a minute. For some folks, they understand the power of sound healing. For others, for other folks, they may not. For you, this is a life's journey. And it's almost restrictive, in my opinion, if I might say, to have to give this a label like sound healing. I don't know if you understand what I mean. But
totally, and I actually don't call it sound healing just because... you know, I'm not sure what I call it. You know, so if we can come up with a great name, that would be wonderful.
Right. What I love is how we, in order to communicate, we have to put ourselves in a language that isn't necessarily the way it's communicated. And I want to talk with you about that. I mean, clearly this has been something that has been communicated to you in an amazing way. And then, of course, you have to turn around and do something with it. I want to ask you about the creative process, about how you went from, you know, hearing the messenger say, this is yours to do, and then creating that which is now done.
I have either the great fortune or, I like to think that it is the great fortune of hearing inner voices. I am also grateful that these inner voices have proven to be correct. They give me information that oftentimes I will later find validated in books or through other sources. And I find this very, very important because oftentimes, you know, it's easy to hear, or it can be easy to hear inner voices, but I always look for what can be called three-dimensional validation from this. For just as an example, unrelated to any of the stories in the Divine Name, or unrelated to any of the stories in the Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, I was in a deep state of meditation probably, well, just a long time ago. I remember it was the 1990s. And an inner voice said, "You are to now become a conduit of Sha-ma-el, the angel of sound." Now, I had never heard this name. And I wrote it down, and I thought, well, this is very, very interesting. But I was literally filled with this wonderful, numinous, floating feeling when this occurred. But I had never heard of Sha-ma-el, Mikhail, Raphael, Uriel, all this stuff. A week later, a friend of mine delivers me this huge text called A Dictionary of Angels.
Oh.
And the first thing I looked up was the angel of sound. And there was nothing. And I actually, Dr. Pat, I breathed a sigh of relief. I went, it was just, you know, some sort of hallucination or something. And the next thing I looked up was Sha-ma-el. And there it says, the divine herald, master of heavenly song, another name for Metatron. And obviously the goosebumps went all over my body, and I literally had to create a recording called Angel Sound for there. But there is, if you like, an example of what I look for with regard to 3D, if you like, validation of things. Now, when I discovered the divine name, this occurred, you know, through, if you like, dream time. And I'm just going to preface this. You know, my friend Greg says, and be sure to tell them that a lot of the different discoveries on this planet occur in this intuitive manner. And indeed, for example, James Watson, who discovered, was one of the Nobel Prize winners for discovering DNA, basically awoke from a dream where there were spiral staircases, and that gave him the idea of the double helix for DNA. For myself, I basically woke up with a voice saying, we want you to sound the chakras, which are the energy centers of the body, going from the crown to the root at the base of the spine, back up to the crown at the top of the head. Now, Dr. Pat, I had actually, one of the things that I brought to this planet was a particular system of resonating and using the vowel sounds to go through the chakras, and I would start at the first chakra, and I would go to the crown. So I would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'd probably been teaching the method of going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for probably 10 years easily. And so when this voice said go from 7 to 1 back to 7, I couldn't do it. I'd been so indoctrinated, I literally had to write down what would the vowels, you know, I wrote down the sequence of vowel sounds, and then I sounded it, and two things happened. The first thing that happened was, and I sort of expected this, I felt the energy go from the top of the head down to the base of my spine, then back out the top of my head. This I kind of expected, but the second thing that occurred was that I heard within these long intoned vowel sounds the sacred ancient name of the divine. And I thought, my goodness gracious, I think I have inadvertently rediscovered this lost name of God. And at this point, I'm going to ask either yourself or me if we could hear an excerpt of maybe awakening, just so people could hear the
let's
sound.
Let's play that. Let's bring that up. I wonder if we could cue up awakening, and let's play some of that. Let's get our fabulous folks here at the studio to cue that up for me right now, and we'll just wait for their cue when they're ready to go. So
and
how
also,
about you all there at the studio? Give us a sound of awakening, if you don't mind.
And first thing that we're going to be hearing on here is just simply a rose quartz ball, which creates a nice, so then you'll hear the only other thing is the human voice, my voice, sounding this. So as soon as I hear the sound of the bowls, I will stop talking and say that these are simply the vowel sounds going from the crown chakra, which is E, then it goes to I'm laughing because it's E-A-I-O-U. You know, and it's when I do, you know, when I teach teach it, I literally have handouts and all the stuff because it's hard. And when I sound it, of course, it happens quite naturally. But for my left brain to click in and tell you this and that, I mean, I can tell you that the sound, for example, the heart center is ah, and the sound of the crown center is e, and the sound of the second chakra is ooh. How are we doing on that thing? Otherwise, I can play it on my end really easy.
No, we're coming up right now.
All right.
Ready to bring it up right now.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What an amazing experience we're having today during the show with my very special guest, Jonathan Goldman. It is not only incredible to be able to hear the story, the journey that has brought the sound that can change the world to all of us, but to be able to speak with him and actually listen to some of what he's created. I want to make sure that all of you know the best place that you can go to find out more about the book, about the sounds, and much more. There are a couple places on the internet. You can go to thedivinename.com. Certainly is one place, or healingsounds.com. Jonathan, is that right?
That's great. And, of course, if people are guided to go to Amazon or any of these other places, it's
exactly
available there as well.
Yep. And the book's available just about anywhere. So, yeah.
And so we give thanks to Hay House for their remarkable distribution network and all that stuff. But, you know, I just like to suggest that, you know, we could spend the rest of our time together with my telling you absolutely outrageous and fabulous stories about feedback that I've gotten from people simply who have heard and listened to the sound of the divine name and had transformational healing experiences. But I don't want to do that. What I want to simply suggest to you, Dr. Pat, is that there's definitely a real, if you like, power to listening to the divine name. But when you learn to intone it, which was the purpose of my writing the book,
right,
when you learn to intone it yourself, it is so life-changing, I can't even begin to describe it, but it's literally the sound comes from within. You feel this energy, self-created, and it basically gives you a hotline to the divine. That's pretty extraordinary.
You talk about this in the book so that we understand that what you've experienced and what the countless people across the globe have experienced from this is something that everyone can experience. And Jonathan, this is really what I want to talk about as well. And we're also going to be playing some additional sounds during the show. But you talk about the sounds of power in the book. And honestly, I think for a lot of us, we've heard conversations about sound, conversations about healing, but I have to tell you, just reading and saying out loud sounds of power in itself is transformative. And I wanted to ask you about how folks, everyone, will be able to experience what you experience, because a lot of times, and this is just what I've learned on the show, is folks see you and I having a conversation and they think, wow, it's just those two, or it's just Greg Braden. But you've created something for everyone, and I would love for you to share how everyone listening to this show can experience the sounds of power.
And this is so interesting, simply because I was just in conversation with a very, very dear friend of mine, yesterday, who's a wonderful sound healer. She's actually been in this field for 40 years, even more than myself. And I was talking about the fact to her that so many people, you know, when I talk about the fact that you, meaning anybody who's listening, can learn to use your voice as a tool, as an incredible instrument of healing, so many people go, well, not me, the other guy or the other gal or whomever, because I can't sing. You know, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. And what I always say is I am not talking about getting up in front of an audience and singing Strangers in the Night or the Star Spangled Banner or whatnot, because that is entertainment. It's performance art. It's entertainment. What I'm talking about is using your own self-created sounds to to resonate and change the vibrations of your own physical body, from the molecular structure of your self onto the, if you like, electromagnetic field of your subtle bodies. And this is scientifically known as entrainment. So we're not talking about entertainment. We're talking about entrainment or frequency shifting. And it's something that everyone can do. In fact, this week in Women's World magazine, they have actually a little article on sound healing, and I contributed something to it through the power of the fact that, you know, when we stub our toe or whatnot, we always make a, you know, we go, oh, or, you know, we make some sort of sound. And,
right.
It's, you know, it's not a sound to entertain people. What it is a sound that we naturally, intuitively make to release pain. And it works. Just the same way we can learn to make sounds to, you know, connect with the divine. We can learn to make sounds for love, for, you know, for power. And it has nothing to do with having a good voice.
Well, this is really the conversation that many people listening to the show, as we should say, will be able to tune into, because what you're sharing, Jonathan, and the way that you've gone about it with the book and the instructional CD has really given everyone an opportunity to learn something that they will carry with them forever. In the book, you also talk about mantras as cosmic tuning forks. And I so loved the way you did that and talked about that, because now we have another opportunity to create a ripple effect. You know, we started earlier in the show talking about why now. And the way that you've outlined this is a way that really begs the question, why not? So I would love to ask you about the power of the of mantras as cosmic tuning forks.
Well, you know, basically, two things. First of all, I just want to share with you and your listeners a formula that I created many years ago, which is frequency plus intent equals healing. And it's my perception that the sound we make is coupled with actually the consciousness that we make when we are encoding and sounding, making the sound, if you like. So they work together. So it's frequency plus intent equals healing, or vocalization plus visualization equals manifestation.
Wow.
And the, and these sounds of power, if you like, and, you know, I change it from words of power, which most people think of as being mantras, to sounds of power, because I think that's more relevant, because oftentimes mantras are actually not words, they're sounds, but they come from many, many different traditions, and basically they're found throughout the planet. Literally, whether you're singing, you're chanting the Alleluia, or the Amen, or doing an Om, or doing an Om Namah Shivaya. I have a new recording that's coming out now that's got mantras from the Hindu, Tibetan, Hebrew, Mayan tradition, and all this other stuff, and they're all very, very powerful. So this concept of using sound to link with the divine, you know, it probably comes from our ancient spiritual texts from throughout the planet, in which the ancient mystical masters, I don't care what tradition, all knew that everything was vibration. That the beginning, if you like, source was vibration. And indeed, our quantum physicists are now in validation of this, telling us that everything is vibration as well. And if everything is vibration, then certain vibrations will put us more in, if you like, resonance and attunement with the divine, with the sacred, and really be good for us.
Well, let's take a moment and let's share some additional sounds with our listeners today. We're going to be playing some of Harmonic Revelations. And, you know, and when we come back, Jonathan and I will talk about this. But let's get that started right now, because we want all of you to hear exactly what Jonathan is talking about. Here we go. what an experience. Wow, Jonathan, that is amazing. And we're talking about the power, but we're also talking about vowels and the fact that they're sacred. Jonathan Goldman joining me here today. What's that like, Jonathan, for you to hear, you know, what has come through you like that on an international show like this? I mean, I know I've got chills.
And, you know, I was remembering the creation of that, and Dr. Pat, I have to tell you, it was so interesting because oftentimes people say, what sort of remarkable new high-tech equipment? And I actually did that recording on my son's $300 computer. And it was as though the divine sounds wanted to come through regardless of what I did. And I almost did it as a test to see, I mean, you know, and I was thinking, gosh, this is so remarkable. I didn't do this on a multi-million-dollar studio. I did that particular thing on a very inexpensive little PC with a, you know, and I listened to it, and I thought, gee, this is really, really remarkable.
Really remarkable. And gosh, you know, I wouldn't have even thought to ask you that question about equipment. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
We're all instruments. That's what I'm thinking.
We shouldn't tell anybody, so they think it was done in a multi-million-dollar studio, okay?
Honestly, I think, right. You know, my listeners are really more interested in what your experience of it was. And, you know, so am I. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we have yet to play the Intoning the Divine Name. I am so excited. This amazing, amazing book, the instructional CD, all of this is available to you. The Divine Name, the sound that can change the world. Jonathan Goldman joining me here today, the best-selling author of The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing. The foreword in this book is by our mutual friend Greg Braden. When we come back, we've got something very special planned for you. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. If you've missed any part of this, well, believe me, we're going to make sure that this entire show is available in archive, and there's also a replay of it later on tonight at 8 p.m. More importantly, we will make sure it's in iTunes and beyond. Jonathan Goldman joining me here today. We are experiencing the divine name during the show. We're talking with Jonathan about his journey, what this is like, and we've got something very special for you at the end of this segment. For more information about us, you can certainly go to drpatlive.com, which is drpatlive.com. For more information about the book, it is available everywhere. Go to Amazon. Thanks to our friends at Hay House. They have put together an incredible opportunity to experience much more of what we're experiencing today. If you want to find out more about Jonathan and some of his other amazing work, go to healingsounds.com. Jonathan, thank you so much for an incredibly powerful, powerful show. And I think that I've left sort of this last segment to talk about sound and prayer. And I wanted to get your experience with how all of this then comes together to be probably one of the most significant or intense frequencies of connection with the divine. And if you could share with us the collective of all of the things that we've talked about today, I would love for you to do that.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It would be my pleasure. And I'd like to say that if I can, if I'm lucky enough, if I'm guided enough, I like to come up with fairly simple sayings so that people can really understand, such as when I said frequency plus intent equals healing, or vocalization plus visualization equals manifestation, that type of thing. And I'd like to say that very, very simply, there's a reason why a majority of the prayer on this planet is vocalized, that is, sounded aloud, whether it's chanted, whispered, spoken, or sung. And it's simply this. Sound amplifies prayer. Sound enhances the power of our prayers. It's that simple. But that's why throughout the planet, for many millennia, people have chanted, people have intoned, people have really vocalized and spoken aloud. You know, and I found for myself, you know, in my little, I always try things on myself first. And for myself, you know, gosh, what it just seems to do, among other things, is help focus our consciousness as we're praying.
Well, this, for me and everyone listening, this has been an experience that begs for more. And what I mean by that, Jonathan, I think that the way that you've described this, along with just sharing very small pieces of what people could experience, has been incredible. Now, what we've done is we've saved an incredible piece of this for how we will end the show. And so I want to thank you so much for joining us. And I would love for you to tell us a little bit about what folks will experience here in about a minute.
Okay, well, this is just simply my intoning the divine name without any crystal bowls or anything like that. This is actually from the instructional CD. It's toward the very, very end. We build up from the instructional CD, first learning to resonate different parts of our body with the vowel sounds, because there's a step-by-step vibratory activation that is necessary to occur in order to really experience the divine name. Otherwise, if you're just able to mimic it, it would be a little bit like eating a piece of plastic fruit, where you would, not receive the nutrition that the fruit has. In the same way, you need to actually learn to resonate, which anyone can do, your chakras with the different vowel sounds. And once you do that, and then you intone the divine name, all sorts of miraculous things can happen. And perhaps the last thing, or things that I like to say, is that the subtitle of the book is The Divine Name, The Sound That Can Change the World. And here, basically, the last chapter talks about how we, in community, can use the sound to create the miraculous and restore balance onto our planet. And I think that is the reason that this book was written, and just a reminder for all of your readers who want to awaken themselves and others that the divine name is here for that purpose.
I want to thank you personally, Jonathan, for saying yes to the voice that you heard. And thank you so much for sharing something so powerful, something that all of us can use to not only change our personal lives, but to help each other change this planet in a positive way. Thank you so much.
Pat, I want to thank you just also, and just to give you a really quick little, the last two sentences of the book, if I may.
Please.
We heal the planet, we heal ourselves. We heal ourselves, we heal the planet. It's our choice.
Thank you, Jonathan. Jonathan Goldman, everyone. And I want you to take a deep breath and get ready to experience this sound.
Listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.